Chile and the Champ.
What's up, H-Town? Appreciate everybody checking in with us once again, man. You know, appreciate that. That's myself, Chile. Paul.
The Champ.
What's up, Goop?
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
What's up, Michael?
What up?
Super
director.
Yeah.
Killing the music game.
Killing it.
All right, so on this one, I need everybody to get their headphones on. I need everybody to get the mics right and everything. So we good, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He's on point.
Because I am
really... still sound like he whispering, though.
Nah, man. I'm on one today, man. So I've been drinking and all this stuff. So.
What beer have you been drinking so we can know?
I wanted to drink... Michael, go ahead. Thank you, Michael. I wanted to drink the People's Champ beer from 8th Wonder Breed.
8th Wonder, what it do?
But Goo's been slacking. He ain't got us the beer right. So
we coming to cans this summer, so when we
when
we canned up, we definitely going to be drinking that People's Champ beer.
Dude, really, honestly, man, you've been slacking, man. We ain't getting no beer.
We can't get it here yet.
Why?
You can't get it.
Maybe we can get it. Can we get a keg for the headquarters?
We can get a keg for the headquarters. It'll be at the headquarters.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I mean,
we're trying to sell it. We don't want to give it away.
That's what I'm saying.
We want to sell it.
Better sell than me. I mean, I can sell some beer. I can be like the Dave Chappelle. It's good. It'll get you fucked up. You'll be fucking fat bitches in no time.
Chile gonna be getting high off his own supply. He gonna be like,
shit.
I thought this was like Bluebell. Drink all you can and sell the rest. Mm-hmm. He gonna be there drinking all the kegs up. It's gonna be 100 kegs. He gonna drink 98 and sell two. Be like, shit, I sold them two though.
That's why Bluebell didn't fucking hire me. All right, fellas.
That's why they denied your application. One of the questions on the Bluebell application is, how much ice cream can you eat in one sitting? And he was like, all of it.
They said, what's your favorite kind? I said, strawberry, vanilla, all kinds of shit.
Well, they say the cold kind. Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream? Yes.
I'm going to tell you, my favorite kind of ice cream is the free kind.
Yeah.
So, fellas, I'm on one today. I told y'all I'm on one. And Paul,
I'm on two.
You on
two?
Two
Red Bulls.
So I'm going to tell y'all right now. I was jamming on the way here, and I texted y'all, and I said, man, I've been jamming this on repeat. Kanye West and Paul Wall, Drive Slow, Homie, which has been one of my favorite songs since it came out. Now, I don't know why it never got it played like it should have gotten played, because the song is dope.
Yo.
And, you know, whatever the reason behind all that stuff is. I know, Paul, you work with Kanye. Artist, you have, you know, like whatever.
Relationship with him, for sure. Yeah, he always showed me much love. Full disclosure, I hadn't talked to him in a long time. So, I don't know. He might be, you know, high side on me if I try to speak to him. But at the same time, man, I've been seeing, you know, he always been a solid dude, 100 dude to me. You know, so shit. It's all good, baby. What it do, Kanye?
What about Goo? You probably had to be there in the studio when Paul was doing the song.
Yeah, we spent
him.
A lot of time around him, man. We did. We performed Drive Slow a lot of places. Cool with Don C, with his whole team. Because he pretty much was like us. He kept his whole team.
Yeah.
His same team from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
He brought them up. Now, you know, so like,
they're
funny.
They're at. Yeah.
So he's working with Adidas. And then Don C is over there working with Nike. Jordan.
Okay.
So we did.
So I don't know much about it other than what I see on TV or news or whatever. So y'all got like y'all dealt with him, so y'all kind of know how he is and all that stuff.
We know how he was.
Yeah, I might say
we know how he is, but we definitely know how he was.
Now, the reason I asked y'all about that and I text y'all all that because when I was driving here and I got stuck in traffic, I was like, okay, this dude is on some other serious shit. You know, obviously, everybody knows that he came up and said Donald Trump. He agrees with Donald Trump. Now, I respect that he agrees with Donald Trump. But the way he went about it, I feel like he set black people about 20 years back. Because everything that people were fighting for.
Hold on. You over there farting? Is that what you're doing?
Dude.
You farting over there.
Dude, were you farting when I was trying to be serious?
The mic can't pick up nothing he say. We picked up that fart.
No, we heard it.
Hey, remember, I let one loose last week. That's going to be.
Oh, you want a beer?
Yeah, throw me one.
Oh, so
he trying to change
the subject. He was looking at my beer and farting at the same time.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to be farting all night because this chair makes this is going to be making this.
Well, you got to come and get it, brother. You can't. My fat ass. Oh.
Yeah, you got to come and get it.
I hand him a beer and he just doesn't want the one I'm hitting. He wants to get another one. He'll
give me the cheap one.
Because the Miller Lite's brewed in Texas, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Miller and Coors, they're all the same, bro.
No, but let me ask you this. So I know what you just said about Kanye.
Yeah.
I thought that he was just trolling the shit out of us.
That's what I thought.
And the reason I said that was because he did the Trump thing. He stirred up all that controversy.
He got an album coming out.
Well, he had
that.
A song that came out with Tip. Did y'all hear the song? Did you listen to it?
I heard it, but I didn't listen to it.
No, I heard the doopity doop, 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 poop, 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 and doopity poop, poop, poop.
See, I didn't hear that. I heard that one?
That's what he said at the end, right, or something?
No, I listened to the Kanye. When I listened to the Kanye T.I. song, so it's basically Kanye acting as Kanye and the people being T.I.
Okay, so T.I. is like the antagonist speaking on behalf of...
Right, so Kanye is saying, I can do this, I can do that, we can vote for Trump just because we're black, we don't have to be Democrats. And T.I. is just saying like, yeah, but it's a better way for you to say that, and bro, you tripping, and when they said you went crazy, you know, we're the ones that backed you up, and, you know, et cetera. So it it was a dope song.
So it was both sides. So it was like, okay.
Two sides, right.
So it was like, Kanye saying, I support Trump, or I believe what he says, and then you have T.I. being the guy that's representing the culture saying, hey, bro, we fucking represented for you, we believed in you and all this stuff, and you're paying us back this way? Is that kind of how the song went?
Well, but I don't think Kanye... So here's where it gets misinterpreted, right? Because I think everybody's going to have their own interpretation of what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
I took it as he was basically trying to say... Okay, it's like saying the N-word, right? They say, we're going to take the N-word and we're going to take the power away from it by using it in a different way, right?
That's how the people that first got me in the radio, the Mexicans, they were called the Mexicans with a Z at the end. And they were like, people were like, when you hear the Mexicans, you automatically think negatively.
Right.
So they were like, we're changing the S into a Z, which was Chico and Rascal, the guy at the Mexicans.
Right,
Chico. We want to make sure that we empower people with the word. So we want to make sure that when you hear the Mexicans, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Right.
You know, we can be attorneys. We can be lawyers and all that stuff. Yeah.
So I think that's what Kanye was trying to imply, that he, by me wearing the hat, I'm taking the power away from it. You know, and but so he was in the... Kanye's trying to go the path of, I can be a free thinker, you can be a free thinker. Just because you're black doesn't mean you have to hate Trump. Or just because you're Mexican doesn't, he wants to build a wall in Mexico, doesn't mean you have to hate Trump. And just because you're white, you don't have to love Trump. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's more what it was. To me, that's what I thought he was trying to say.
Okay, now I respect that. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you, as a Latino / Mexican or whatever everybody wants to call me, because everybody in the U.S. is Mexican. If you're Hispanic, you're Mexican.
You're fat, Chile.
Fuck you.
You're fat.
You're stealing my beer, so fuck you. But anyways, so you made me... I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, let me pick up. Let me first say, I have always had a problem with people who feel this way. And this is how we are raising our youth to feel, oh, you're black or you're of color, so therefore you have to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
I've always been against that. Man, I've felt and I've seen that there are people who are good and bad on all ends of the spectrum. I felt like most politicians are full of shit and they just trying to be famous or climb that political ladder. They're not really worried about their constituents or worried. There are some who try to make change, but a lot of them are just career politicians. But I've always had a problem with people feeling like you gotta, since you're white, you gotta be Republican, or since you, because you're a color, you gotta be a Democrat, or any of that. I've always been against that. All of the how divisive the party system is in America, I've always been against that, because it just further divides us, where you see the R after somebody's name or the D after somebody's name.
Whoa, then, hey, whoa. You talking about how I have my...
I ain't talking about the donkey punches, but...
But I'm saying, because that's how my Rolodex looks like with a girl's name.
Your Rolodex. What?
I've always
hated that. My Rolodex.
You know, but you know, when you see that, and therefore, oh, I'm a Democrat, they're a Democrat, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a Republican, I'm not, I disagree with you. Or whatever, but like, you know, I've always hated that.
And that too, that same mentality, to me, is what gives... Okay, like, I grew up in South Park, right? So, every opportunity I had, No, brother, I can go check my records, sir.
We ain't ever heard of South Park Asian. We've heard of South Park Mexican, not South Park.
He wasn't
Asian.
Even in
South
Park.
He was South Park Hawaiian.
He was from Sunnyside, not South Park.
Sunnyside. But, it's still South Park.
Hillwood. No, it's not. Sunnyside is not South Park.
Educate us in this.
Man, y'all getting off topic, man.
We're talking about
that's a whole other show we can get into.
Yeah, so what I'm saying was, so I think that's why people in the inner city, like Paul was saying, that mind frame that because you're of color, you have to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
Or because you're white, you have to be Republican. That is also instilled in our kids who think, well, because we're from the hood, I can't do this or I can't do that.
Right.
And I think that limits us as a minority. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do think that it, because we think, oh, well, because such and such who lives next door to us, he sells dope and he's a failure and he still lives with his mom. Then we get the mentality.
First of all.
Also,
if he's selling dope and he's a failure, he's a badass drug dealer. He don't need to be fucking selling dope.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's only.
Well,
two,
most. I mean, most drug dealers get caught. Most drug dealers get caught. So you know.
Yeah. But if he's selling dope and he's a failure, he don't need to be selling dope.
The other thing is this: that we feel like a lot of times, oh, they're Republican, I'm Republican.
Yeah.
They're Democrat, I'm Democrat. Therefore, I agree with everything they do and say, and I don't even know what the issue is, but because this fellow Democrat is for it, then I'm for it. Like, that's so lazy. Like, that's such a lazy way to go about things. Now, I ain't gonna lie, man, there's a big, huge responsibility that be thrust upon us. Like, I honestly never felt like my vote counted, which is, you know, is
because we're
too
red
false.
State, right?
Yeah.
Is that why? Yeah.
Yeah. And just because I always felt like whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway, and there's nothing we can do to change that. But, you know, that, and I could probably I am wrong for feeling that way, and that's why a lot of things don't get changed, because a lot of us feel that way. But that's just being honest. That's personally how I felt. Like, my votes don't count. But at the same time, there's so many people that go in there and vote. I'm Democrat. Vote all Democrat. Vote all Republican. And I feel like you should not do that. There's so many people like that. It's such
I've
a lazy
that.
Way to do that.
When I voted, that's what I did. I just said, okay, all Democrat.
But then it's like, well, shit, there's literally something to vote on every year. You can't vote president every year.
You
but
can
there's
vote.
Something there's issues, bills, or you know, whatever's going on every year. There's midterm elections, there's all kind of stuff every year, every 2 years, there's always something to vote on. And it's like, man, I got so much going on in my own life with my family, with my hustle, with my job, with my life. That, man, do I really got to do research on every single topic that's getting voted on? But that's why so much shit be happening that we don't do nothing about, because we don't even know what the issue is.
But that's why they tell you, did you vote straight Republican or straight Democrat, or did you vote Democrat, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like that's how you got to do it. Now, we rent. Long on that one, and I know, Goo, you got to go to the Astros game because you got
to
do whatever.
So
we
can. This is interesting.
So my thing is, Kanye, I feel, me personally, the reason I asked y'all, because y'all dealt with him and everything. My personal opinion, and this is Chile, the Chile, C-H-I-L-E.
Hey, speak your mind, brother. Speak your mind, however you feel.
Does not have to do anything with what Paul or Goo or Michael Ortiz says. It's
no,
just
speak
me,
your mind,
me
bro. Ain't
right
nobody.
Here.
I ain't
I'm
even
gonna
worried
tell y'all
about
right
that.
Now.
We're just talking. Yeah,
we're just talking.
It's a
me,
discussion.
How I feel? Fuck Kanye right now.
You
that's how
right.
I feel.
You have the right
and
to feel
there's
that
a
way.
Lot of people who feel that
but,
way right now.
But I'm gonna tell you why.
Why do you say fuck Kanye?
Fuck Kanye because I believe he's just doing all this shit just to promote his albums. Because you know he tweeted. And said that he got albums with good music, which is his music record label. He's got a Pusha T or
yeah, Pusha T.
Pusha T. He's got an album.
He's producing.
He's also Taylor. He's also yeah, old girl, and he's doing Nas's album.
Right. Yep.
So he's coming. Why is he quiet all of a sudden? And all of a sudden now he want to come out and be controversial.
Strategic marketing, for
right.
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Which me being in radio, I know. I've learned a little bit about this, and personally, I think he's being strategic, trying to be controversial, just so people can buy the albums.
And
all
you
all
think
that
he's hurting? Do you think he has a point, or you think he's hurting?
No,
more
I don't think
he's
he has a
helping.
Point. I don't think he has a point because I think he's fucking hurting people
more than he's helping.
He's hurting the cause more than he's helping, because yes. We already knew he went and met Donald Trump at the fucking Trump Towers and all this shit, and he had the bleach hair, which, come on, man, come on.
Now, let me say this. I feel like Number one, he's definitely got a point. Number two, I don't feel like he believes himself.
No, he
in
don't.
What he's saying. Like I don't think he agrees with what he's doing. Like, I agree with the concept that, yeah, you should be a free thinker. Yeah, just because you're black don't mean you should be this or any of that.
I respect
but
that.
I don't honestly believe that Kanye is down with Trump. I think he's either doing this because he needs some funding for his clothing line, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. Or,
it ain't Ralph.
Yeah, or Houseway, or, you know, maybe he's just doing
tell
this.
Tell me Houseway. Houseway.
I definitely don't think, like, he agrees with Trump, all the stuff Trump has been saying his thing, but he I agree with the concept that we all have the right to feel. We
absolutely.
All feel differently because of our past.
I respect him for all that, but I still say fuck him.
But no, you can say fuck him. But let me say this, and this is something like
Cardi B said, fuck him, man. Like, get the money.
Just knowing from the old Kanye, like from what we knew to like what he's doing now. Right now, we wasn't BFFs. We didn't spend every day with him, but we did spend enough time to get to know him.
Yeah.
So just with that being said, I kind of looked at his pattern, right? So the first thing he did was the trolling thing, right?
Yeah.
With the hat. When he posted
the
picture
with the
hat.
And then the song came out, the album, right?
Which was, did you hear that song, Lift Yourself?
No.
Which that's the song he lifted where he was like.
The one with him and
T.I.
Yeah, with him and T.I.
Okay, so let me play that Lift Yourself. This is how it started. Listen to his lyrics, bro. It's a verse. So I don't know if he was trolling people or he was just like.
But even then, though.
Beat is dope.
I can say a lot of people do that where they write a song just from perspective, not necessarily from experience or belief.
Listen to him. He's about to go off somewhere around his motherfucker. Oh, my phone fucking died.
Apple Music subscription just ended.
Yes. No, but his lyrics were like, whoopity doo, whoopity, whoopity, whoop, 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 whoop. Like, that's
no,
all he said.
No, but look, so you missed
phone
the
died.
Point.
Phone died, dude.
So you missed the point. You said mumble rap.
Yeah, I feel like, you know,
but
Kanye's around different type of people too, though. You know, where he's I think he's around a lot of people who feels this way, and he's feeling like, well, I'm
the Kardashians.
I mean, not necessarily that.
Yeah,
but
I don't necessarily think them.
So
he doesn't have people around
I mean,
him
like,
other than them, though.
Like,
he has his
friends and stuff.
I mean, I think he's around other black super millionaires who
I
are not necessarily
that.
In the
I don't
industry.
Believe that. Because, first of all, he forbid all his fucking homies and bros and all that not to watch the porn of Kim Kardashian and Ray J.
Okay, like,
oh, that might be why that's why we ain't cool no more, because I've seen it.
Which, to me, honestly, she was a dead fuck.
Okay, but listen.
She was whack on that shit.
Listen,
she didn't even get it up for me.
Look, we're getting off topic.
So no, but I'm just trying to tell you.
But the thing I'm telling you about Kanye, the reason I honestly think what happened, he did the song. He did the trolling with the hat. Then the song came out with him and T.I. Then after that, so he drops an interview that dropped today.
Okay.
That was with
TMZ.
On the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne
Tha God. Charlamagne
Tha
God on his YouTube page. Yep.
That interview.
Hour and 105 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hour and 5 minutes?
105 minutes.
Because my wife came up to me. I was watching Netflix and she's like, shut up. Stop asking me for shit. I'm trying to watch this interview with Kanye and Charlamagne. I was like, dude, this shit was recorded like about a week ago.
So that there, he seems a totally different person from what we've seen today.
On TMZ.
On TMZ.
Right.
So what I say that to say, I think Kanye literally has a mental illness. I'm not trying to
shut
give him
the
a
fuck.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
Bro.
He ain't got no mental
illness. You ain't saying he's schizophrenic. You ain't saying he's retarded.
No, at all.
There's all different. The mental illness spectrum is large. Like, on the cool, I might have a mental illness.
Right.
Like,
I think
it's something
I have
that,
a mental
yeah.
I might have a mental illness.
Yeah. You're not saying that.
You may have a mental illness.
You're not saying that to talk down on him. Yeah, right. For sure.
I'm saying that to say. The thing
you're giving
this.
Him a cop out.
No, I'm not
giving him a
way out.
No.
I'm not giving him a cop out, bro.
Yeah. You're looking for the root of where it's coming from. Yeah,
this is the reason why black and Hispanics, matter of fact, we're not even.
Now you're making it racial.
This is the reason that people with mental illnesses don't want to talk about it.
No,
because
listen.
People
because
don't believe them.
No.
People scared to see what they say. Bro, this boy's his mother died.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
He hasn't been the same since.
If you can't healthily recover from that, then you know.
Nah.
But at the same time,
but he said this shit. Like, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I'm sorry, but I feel like very passionate about this.
Yeah.
Dude, the dude came out and fucking talked shit about Taylor Swift or all that shit at the MTV Music Video Awards.
But that's he was defending Beyonce, so hey, he get a pass because he was defending Beyonce.
He had his breakdown right there. That was the one where he said, look, came the next day at Jay Leno show, whoever's show was, and he said, look, my mom passed away. I haven't dealt with it the right way. That was his one pass he gets for blaming it on his mom. He used his mom on that deal right there.
I don't think he used his mom.
He did, because he said, look, I haven't been dealing right with my mom's passing.
I think the way
he used his mom on that deal right there, so that's
the way he's handling everything right now. I think, like, just seeing this, like, it just, like, watching the interviews, watching how he speaks, watch how he goes off when someone said, like, when Van said, you hurt me, and he walked up to him and said, I'm sorry I hurt you. Like, I see that this is a result of therapy. Like, I for sure feel like he's going to therapy, and he's doing meditation.
Because he said that with Charlamagne Tha God, because Charlamagne even said, I'm going to therapy right now. But
I mean, I'm going to talk shit. I'm sorry, man. Paul, I know you're cool with him, but I'm going to talk shit because he talks shit too. So I got to be able to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
My boy, but I don't know what's going on.
But if you want to hire me, holler at me, boy.
You want to hire me, yeah.
I definitely think it's a result of some sort of mental illness, man. I think he got something going on with him.
Yeah, but
I'm not giving him a pass for that. But what I will say is, if he wants to be a Trump supporter, go ahead. Because believe it or not, bro, in my family's Mexican. I have aunts. I swear,
still questionable. We need to have your fucking green card.
I've seen that a lot too, bro.
Who believe? We need to build that wall. Yeah. That wall needs, and I'm like, how the hell could you say some shit like that?
I'm going to call out my boy. Alberto is my boy that I went to high school with. We played football together. I lived at his house, bro. This motherfucker couldn't make it back into the USA in the summer because he lost his green card. So we had to postpone football practice because of that motherfucker. Alberto Frias. And he's a Trump supporter. He believes in, he's not a Trump supporter, but he's like, look, I made it to where I'm at. Without, whatever. So don't give me your little crap and all that shit. That's how he is. And I'm like the opposite. I'm like, bro, we were so cool. It was all good just a week ago.
There's a lot of people who are against the political correctness.
Doesn't mean y'all can't be cool.
No, I respect that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that, the way we are with political correctness, all of that, they don't like that. So they see Trump being out there, what they perceive as being real. They feel like, well, damn, finally. And then also, they like how he talking about women, dogging women. They look at him as being, he a billionaire. Listen, he get the fuck whoever he wants. They like that. There's a lot of closet Trump supporters out there. He wouldn't have won if it wasn't. It's a lot of them.
I'm
going to
tell you something, bro.
Michael, you a closet Trump supporter?
I'm rocking with Kanye. That's who I am I can't tell you that.
Any type of way. If we would have put money up and said, hey, if you would have said that Trump was going to be president, bro, you would have been like, hell no.
But I didn't
believe it. Because there's no way in the middle. I still can't believe that our fucking leader
you know who said
of the free world is this asshole.
I'm going to tell you. I saw this on TMZ and George Lopez. The comedian George Lopez. Some of his jokes to me, I'm like, are whack. But he came out and he said, look. What's crazy is that there's enough racist people in this country that will pick him as a president.
Yeah,
he said it, and George Lopez said it.
And also, I will say this too, man, just because we go around, we see a lot. Like I used to be very vocal, but then I started seeing it. Like, damn, it's
people
a lot
get
of people
mad
out there.
At you
yeah,
and, stuff,
and
you know?
I, like, and I'm not saying that they shut me down, but it's just like, well, you know, I just realized that, man, everybody don't always agree. So there's a lot of people out there that support Trump but aren't racist. They're all like, I don't want to,
no,
like,
now
I will
that.
Say
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
If you racist, you should for sure support Trump, but that don't mean everybody that support Trump is racist, but I will say,
now, I'm going to correct you on that. If you're racist, you cannot support Trump, because he got a mail order bride, so you cannot support Trump.
But they don't look at that like, I don't know, because they look at her as being white, they don't look at her as being Russian or Ukrainian or whatever.
She's a spy.
They look at her as being white.
But
they look at her as being white. So the racist people look at her as being white. They don't look at her as being foreign. They look at her as being white. So I mean, but
is that what you meant when you said I'm riding on a foreign? But at the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you that's how I feel about Kanye because Kanye, look, the dude. He's got albums coming out. How come he goes today on TMZ and He's never done. Last time he did a radio interview with our homegirl, Debbie Dev. And remember, that made CNN and all this stuff. Because
shout out Debbie Dev.
Debbie Dev interviewed him when she was at the box, and all this stuff happened. The last time that she asked him about, he's like, George Bush don't care about black people and all this stuff.
Oh, the meme, Kanye West don't care about black? Oh, that's the funniest meme on the internet today, man. Right. George Bush saying Kanye West don't black. Oh,
but people were like giving Kanye a pass, but you were back then talking shit about George Bush don't give a fuck about black people, and right now you're not giving a fuck about black people.
This is how it happened. He took it personal. He thought when Obama went into office, he thought he's from Chicago, I'm from Chicago. Obama had said publicly Kanye is my favorite artist. He thought the president from the be in office, he going to do all these changes in Chicago, clean up Chicago. He going to have me on speed dial. He going to be reaching out to me. He thought that just because he met him and he said, you my favorite artist. And then when Kanye made did the stuff about Taylor Swift, and before they was recording, filming, when Obama said, when he called Kanye a jackass, Kanye took it extremely personal, and he felt like he owed him apology for calling me a jackass. But you know, this all comes from entitlement issues or entitlement beliefs.
This is the leader of the free world.
Yeah, but they
calling you a jackass.
It's the same thing. If the mayor right now I know the mayor. But we ain't best friends, and that's my boy. We from the same. I know the mayor of Houston.
Y'all smoke bud together?
No,
ain't really cool with
it's
you.
It's on deck though. Whenever he ready, it's on deck. As long as he ain't trying to set me up, it's on deck. But no, but I'm just saying, like, so we all feel entitlement issue too with the mayor a little bit because he from Houston. We know, you know, it's like, but at the same time, he got a job to do. His job ain't to be our friend or none of that. Just like Obama. Obama got a job to do. And then, you know, looking back, of course, everybody looking back is going to, you know, if you're the president or whatever, you're going to say, damn, I wish they could have done more. I wish they could have did this. But so that's where this is where it all starts from. It starts from him having issues with his mama passing away, and then it combined with his
dis. His mama passed but
hold
away
on, hold on, hold on,
Obama
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And then it go to him having issues with Obama, wishing or feeling like he should have helped, he should have used me to help clean up Chicago, or he should have cleaned up Chicago,
why
and stuff like that? Because he feels like they from the same city.
I get you. I'm here.
You could agree or disagree, but this is what's happened. It definitely him having his mom passing away has something to do with his mental. Well, how you think?
Pass
also,
number one.
Also, then no, I don't, I'm not saying he get a pass.
No, I'm just saying me being an asshole.
This is how he feels. This is what turned him into a Trump supporter. I'm telling you, chronologically, this is what turned him into a Trump supporter. So him going into speaking out publicly against George Bush, him saying George Bush don't care about black people, when he said that, he felt like he was speaking on behalf of all black people everywhere.
It has nothing
to do with that. This all combines to that. It don't mean everything he does is, my mom died. It all combines to this. But there is no doubt he hasn't fully completely healed from his mom passing away. So that's affecting the drugs he's taking for medication. That affects how he walks and carries himself into the world. I'm not saying it gives him a pass or he's right or I agree. I'm not saying I don't agree with it at all. Fuck Trump. I'm not down with Trump at all.
Now, him
getting into him feeling like a certain way about Obama, that made him so angry against a lot of Democrats, against Obama. And then when Trump came out speaking and he doing shit like speaking like he cool with Kanye, this and that, whatever, then Kanye like, you know what? Yeah, because since Obama ain't clean up Chicago, fuck it, I'm gonna ride with Trump. That's why I like this is the main thing I disagree with Kanye about.
Yeah,
he attacks Obama so hard just because Obama called him a jackass. Now I'm not saying Obama is perfect just because he was a black president, I'm not even saying he's a good president because he was a black president.
Pretty much perfect to me, man. You can't be black and have one wife.
This boy Kanye be attacking Obama all the time just because he called him a jackass.
But you know
like,
why?
Man,
you know why?
You can't do that. Now, that's why. That's also a big part of why he's cool with Trump, because Trump is all against Obama. So that's why. Trump is wiring him up in his ear. I'm going to hold it down for you. Obama ain't holding it. Where you think Trump got that idea from? Obama ain't do nothing for black people. When Trump saying that about Obama, Kanye telling him that. So, you know, this is where it all comes from. It just comes from his issues with Obama. It comes from his mama passing away. And it comes from Trump opening the door up to saying, I'm going to do more for you than Obama did. So now he like, fuck it. And then he got an album dropping too. So he like, fuck it. Why not now? We got to do it sometime. Might as well be now. So it's like, you know, when it comes from his mama passing away. Yeah. It comes from him not healing from that. It comes from him being angry with the previous president, George W. Bush. Yeah. Then he got expectations and entitlement feelings with Obama, especially because they both from Chicago. And probably when he was a senator in Chicago, he probably did have asked Kanye for help, or especially when he running for president. Okay. You know, so many people that Obama had help him, but necessarily he didn't, you know, wasn't they best friend when he once he got to office, you know, because he being the president. But and then from that it go to Trump talking down on Obama, Kanye feeling like, man, yeah. Then Trump opening the door up to Kanye saying, I'm gonna help you out. Let's do this. Let's clean up Chicago. All these other type of things. So Kanye like, well, shit, let me ride with Trump on that. And he probably need funding. He probably need funding for his clothing line. He got an album coming out. So that's why all of this is happening now.
But you two, which brings me back to what
I'm not saying I agree. Like, I'm not saying that at all. I disagree completely. I disagree with the scenario. He definitely has the right to feel this way. I don't think he has the right to feel this way if he's feeling this way because his album's coming out. Yeah. Then, you don't have a right to feel that way. What you're really doing is you're hurting everything. You're hurting the whole system because it's all a publicity stunt. If that's why he's doing it, then that's not. I don't feel like that's right.
That's how I feel.
He has the right, yeah, for sure. But he has the right to feel that way. And anybody out there listening, watching, whatever, you had a right to agree, disagree. You had a right to be pro-Trump, against Trump. Now, if you for Trump, because you are racist. If you're for Trump because you're a racist and you think Trump's racist, so you for Trump, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But that's why a lot of people are for Trump. But all got the right to support or be down with whatever we feel different ways.
If you believe, it's cool. Just make sure that you can back up your belief. Like, and when I say back it up, smartly, I'm not saying fighting or violently or anything. Look, which I goes can into. I can respect Donald Trump's beliefs. Dude, the motherfucker can't even say his Hispanics right. He said, is there any Hispanics, ex-Hispanics? I'm like, dude, this motherfucker.
Now, y'all know his whole fortune was all built off of scam. Do y'all know that?
No, it was built off of prostitution to begin with. Because his great-great-great-great-grandfather was a pimp.
Do y'all know that when he was first on the Forbes list as one of the richest men, this is what broke him out to get all these loans from other people. He used that as leverage to get loans. When he was first on the Forbes list, there was no validation or whatever. He basically paid to get on. He basically paid to get on the Forbes list.
So basically, I got a mixtape out. I'm going to pay you $5,000, $10,000. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, this is even deeper than that because this ain't a review. This is
You got the money?
Listen. And I'm encouraging everybody out there listening and watching, Google this. Man, when Forbes put. This was the first time they put out a list, the Forbes richest list or whatever. This is the first time. When they put it out, he paid to have them put him on the list. This isn't like a review. This is a list of the richest.
An accurate network.
Yes. This is a list of the richest men in New York or the richest businessmen in America, and he was on the list as one of the billionaires. And so then from that point on, he got dubbed as one of the youngest billionaires in America. He used that as leverage to get loans, to do business dealings, just the article itself. Now, how did he do that? What did he do? He was doubling down. He was claiming things
and
more than once.
And who bailed him out?
No, there wasn't no bailing out.
The sheiks from Middle Eastern,
When he got on the Forbes list, this is what the first time he got on the Forbes list, what he was doing was misrepresenting the values of the places that he owned. He was claiming things.
Doing
that,
what he's doing now,
he was claiming things that he didn't own. He was claiming things that his dad owned or that other people owned, and he was claiming that as his income and his value. So all of the whole foundation of who Trump is, or what we see of who Trump is, he's a billionaire. He's a deal maker.
Is
based off of a lie and fraud.
He's that what's that dude from?
Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that the Enron dude, Ken Lay?
Ken Lay.
That's all he is. But he was just.
Gang.
Bonk gang. But, he okay. bonk gang the whole America, man. Trump done bonk gang the whole America.
I've never heard Paul go in this in depth of
I'm telling
shit.
You,
like this dude is like serious passionate.
I do
about
a little
this.
Bit of research every now and then.
Like I'm gonna tell you, we all agree to disagree. We respect each other's opinions. Now, I'm gonna tell you, Kanye's got his opinion. I'm gonna respect him. I'm not gonna fucking be like fuck him. And
you
I'm
just
gonna
said fuck Kanye.
No. Listen.
Like 30 times. She
Listen. I'm not gonna say like I see him on the street. I'm gonna be fuck you. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. I can tell you fuck you. I don't agree with your opinions. But yes, Paul. Like you said, this whole Crip and all this stuff. I don't think that's cool, bro.
I think that's why Kanye is like he is. Is because so he doesn't want people to think like what you're saying. Like you don't have to say, "Man, fuck you. You like Trump." No, it's okay if I like
it's
Trump.
Okay.
It's okay if you just like him.
Right.
So I'm not saying
right.
fuck you, Chile.
But it's not okay.
You don't like Trump.
It's not okay for him to say, "Fuck you. I support Trump." Oh, you know what? Oh, Snoop Dogg, you commented against me. I'm gonna get Donald Trump to build a fucking wall around the LBC so you can't leave.
Yeah. So that's what he said?
He said it. Kanye said that.
When did he say that?
Kanye said that.
When did he say that?
Because, you know, Michael Blackson, Snoop Dogg, all these motherfuckers were clowning on the internet on Kanye when he came out with all that shit. So Snoop Dogg was like going off on him. You know, Snoop.
I didn't hear that, though.
Kanye tweeted that.
Well, hold on. Let's back this up. What did Kanye say?
Snoop Dogg was going back and forth with Michael Blackson, and they were tweeting, clowning on Kanye about supporting Trump, right? So then Kanye, came over and like
Kanye
he tweeted,
Trump,
yeah.
That's what he needed to name his album,
K-Trump. When K-Trump came over, he said, Snoop, blah, 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 I can have Donald build a wall around the LBC.
Oh, that's why Dad said
right.
we were going to get that. Now, okay.
So Dad.
It wasn't just because he supported Trump. It's because of that. Yeah.
See, a lot of people are like in it. Confused, saying that, oh, okay, so now the Cribs are getting into it, and they're going.
Okay, so Chile, you read the internet too much. That's fake.
I got nothing time, bro.
No, that's not true.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
It's saying.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
Somebody basically took a voiceover of Kanye.
No, it was a tweet. It wasn't a written tweet. It wasn't a voice.
I mean, it's right here. It's like a voice.
So basically somebody scammed us. It was a parody account.
It was Kanye West.
Somebody took a video. Yeah, like a parody.
Like a screenshot.
They also made a voice with Snoop and Kanye were together, and they made like the Kanye talk saying, because I can't see Kanye even being that witty or even saying shit.
Yeah, I can't say he said it just the fact that you don't want to say that about the LBC. Then everybody in the LBC
exactly.
going to be coming at you.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
only people in the LBC, everybody in Compton, Watts, Inglewood, because they're going to feel like, hold on, you ain't from here. You from Chicago. You don't need to be talking about you going to do nothing in the LBC.
He's just renting house there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can't be talking about
that. How my dad say he's just staying in Calabasas.
He didn't say it was for LBC. He said it was for Michael Blackson. He was basically saying he was a foreigner, so he'll build a wall up.
No, he said it on Snoop.
Okay.
Was it Snoop or Michael Blackson?
But
Michael Blackson. I ain't hear him say it on Snoop. I don't think.
It was like, well, okay, so
he directed it to Michael Blackson.
He directed it to Michael Blackson. Okay, what I saw was Snoop because TMC reported it.
Man, let me say this too. Man, a lot of people, bro, with the wall talk, like our news and our media and just how we spread in social media. There are a lot of people wired up or riled up about wanting to build a wall to keep people out. Let me just say,
we dig tunnels.
The way we perceive ourselves, man, we be so entitled as Americans. Anybody who travels outside of the U.S., they will for sure back me up on this. Man, it's people trying to build walls up to keep us out.
They think we the killers. They looking at us like David Koresh. They looking at all the serial killers and shit we got, the murders we got all over these type of places. That's why, man, I remember back in the day with Omar. One of Omar cousins came, my homeboy who was Jamaican. He came from, he came down from Jamaica. His cousin came from Jamaica. And I'm asking him about, hey, man, what? Because he from the hood in Kingston. And I'm like, not my boy Omar, his cousin. And I'm like, man, he telling me about, well, shit, I'm coming to Texas. I just knew Texas full of killers. David Koresh, all the President Kennedy got shot here. So, man, but hands down, bro, it's people, not everywhere, it's people, man, try going to Canada, bro. They not letting us in. Man, it's tough to go to Canada, bro. If you got a DUI, they not going to let you come into
Gucci
Canada.
Gucci Man said it best on that Drake
They trying
song.
To keep walls to keep us out.
They don't want, if you got a speeding ticket, Canada's not going to let you ask.
Exactly,
man,
bro,
man.
Exactly.
It's like that. And, like, that's why Snoop got, if y'all remember a couple years ago, Snoop Dogg was, they wouldn't let him in Britain because he had gun charges and all.
Yeah,
that
shit. old case. Yeah, we've had problems getting into Canada. We had problems getting into Canada all the time. But
why?
So Kanye West just tweeted this, right? This was 26 minutes ago.
Okay.
So you know he said
he said Chile. He said Chile. I'm trying to hire you, Paul Wall. I need you on my new album.
He said Chile.
It said talk slow, Chile.
No, you know he said
talk slow.
You know he said that slaves were slaves because they wanted by choice, right?
He said that this past weekend.
Right. So he just said, to make myself clear, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will. My point is for us to have stayed in that position, even though the numbers were on our side, means that we were mentally enslaved. They cut out our tongue so we couldn't communicate to each other. I would not allow my tongue to be cut. Kanye versus the media is modern day Willie Lynch theory.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This boy tripping.
Now, so I respect the fact that he's saying all this stuff, but isn't he shackling people by doing all this shit? Because, dude, you got the young high school kid
that's a fan of Kanye.
This
is why we say perspective, because it's how you perceive it. You're taking it as this. There are other people, like Big Sean, he just took it and said, bro. After the Charlamagne interview, I understand what you were saying now. This is from Big Sean, who at first had said, like, you know.
I got respect for Big Sean because I've interviewed him and I met him personally, so I know how he is.
And I'm not defending Kanye, nor am I.
We want to hear different points.
If you're doing this to profit, that's wrong.
Right, exactly,
if you're doing this because
exactly.
you believe
which
this, then
I
you have the right to believe this. But you're doing this to make profit,
that's wrong.
That's
what you think. That's why you fuck Kanye.
I think that Kanye is doing this to profit because he tweeted out saying that he was. You know, got albums coming out. Nas album that he's producing. Then he got Future, Pusha T. Then he's got all these other albums.
That makes sense. But at
that's
the same
why I'm
time,
like saying fuck him because he's using serious shit. Like, dude, you got people getting choked and killed and all this shit every day, and you got like people like T.I. Activists like Trader Truth and all these other activists around the U.S. of A.
David Banner.
One of my favorite activists is, I just know him on Instagram. It's my son, General. My son, the rapper.
Dude
was on Hot 97, spit a freestyle and all this stuff. He came to Houston with Trey and all this stuff. My son, man, I like him because he'll tell the stuff. Now, I'm not saying just because I like him, you got to agree with everything he says. You know what I'm saying?
I just think Kanye is trying to prove a point. He's doing it very
wrong way.
Controversially.
He's going around the wrong way.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He's creating buzz.
But the thing is, look, we've talked about him for a fucking damn near an hour.
We keep on going about this. Okay.
Because And this is.
Everybody's talking about him. It's working.
You're going to feel the way you feel.
It's
you're
been
have
about
your own 38 opinion.
Minutes because we haven't been an hour. Just
well,
know.
You're going to have your own opinion. We'll have our own opinions on the shit. It's just.
Because I still got to cut all the shit, that bullshit that you said out.
Okay. No, the bullshit you said.
Hey, if by the time we put the podcast out, Goo is going to say hi.
Hey, Goo, how you doing today? I'm doing good.
All right. Thank you. No, but you know what, Goo? I respect the fact that you stayed longer because you had stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. That's why I want to hear your opinion. So we're going to leave on a positive note, man. Marquise, man, drafted Second round or third round, doesn't matter. He going to the Seattle Seahawks to play with his brother.
That's going to be lit, man. We can't wait to see that. Hopefully.
Shout out to them. And you know one of the cool things I like that I saw on social media was a young lady from Houston that met him. And
oh, she was from Houston?
She's from Houston.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
She has a – she's, you know, I don't know the reason of her missing a limb and all that, which was her left arm.
It was a young girl, right? She looked like
young
she was
girl
like
from Houston.
11, 12 years, 12, 13, something like that.
And she got on the video and said she had a UCF, which I think that's the college, right?
Yeah, yeah, Central Florida.
And she said, just wanted to wish you good luck today on your draft. Just to let you know, you got somebody cheering for you. She ran and did a flip, one arm, and it made it went viral.
Yeah, that's dope, man. He's definitely inspiring a lot of people.
That's what I love.
He's definitely a feel-good story. I just hope that they're not drafting him to get exposure. I hope they're drafting him because he's and they plan on playing him because that boy is a fool on that field, man. That boy be going off, man. I can't wait to see this boy go in.
Which I was upset that I thought he should have gone in first round because of all the records that he set off and everything. And people weren't feeling him because he was missing a limb, you know, a hand or whatever.
Honestly,
I think he's top fucking
talent, sure,
bro.
For sure. Now, I'm going to say this. There was two reasons why I watched the draft. Only two reasons. To see if he got picked up and to see if anybody from U of H got picked up. You know, my boy Ed Oliver wasn't eligible this year.
Nah.
But next year, though, we're going to be there, baby. Bro. We going to take you out, man.
I'm going to tell you. Ed Oliver, he's from Houston. Defensive tackle, nose tackle, whatever position y'all want to play him. Number 10, that dude was 18 years old starting as a true freshman. You know how hard that is? And he sacked a lot of the quarterbacks that were going first round.
That's
like
what they say.
Lamar
That's,
Jackson
what all the,
and Mayfield from Oklahoma.
What do they got in
he
common?
Had five sacks that he got on them. So it's like, dude, come on. This dude is fire, man. And he in Houston. So, H-Sound, we need to stand up, represent her.
Yeah, baby, Ed Oliver.
Man, you know what? So much talent in the city of H-Town as far as high school and all that stuff. We need to let our Houston talent stay in Texas.
For sure, man.
Because a lot of people go out of state.
Let's put that on the Texans' mind right now. Man, even the Cowboys, put it on your Cowboys' mind. Hey,
man,
Ed Oliver, let him be on your radar, man. We need that boy.
But we can just... It's like fishing. You just go out, throw it a rod out there, you're going to get a good player here at H-Town. So, you know what, man? We appreciate everybody checking us out with it. Our military check-in. We love y'all. We respect y'all. You know what, Paul? Appreciate you coming through, man. Michael, appreciate you.
Gang,
that's what he says.
Kanye, we're going to pray for you, baby.
And Kanye, man, hey, you know, we're going to pray for him, man. We ain't going to hate on him that mad. I just believe he's doing for the wrong reasons, but if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, I won't feel bad saying I'll bang Kim Kardashian, even though my anger inch ain't gonna do shit to her. But anyways, was that wrong, Paul? That was wrong of me. I'm sorry, man. The beliefs of this show now are just of Chile.
You know what's funny? Man, I really didn't care anything you said about Kanye. Like, man, but dude, you talking about Kim? I'm like, oh, man, don't talk about Kim, man. Shit, damn, don't talk about Kim.
Bro, I respect her, though. I do respect her, and I respect any other family members because at the end of the day, we're all in social media. We all got to fucking face
people.
Yeah,
he's just saying it for you know.
I'm meant to.
He's like, nah, for real, I'm one of them.
Dude, you know how bad it would be like, it don't matter if I did nothing to her or not tickle her or nothing. I'll be like, shit.
That's why she got 20 million followers because all 20 million men, women, every one of them feel the same way.
But you know what, though? She's a mother now, so I got to be respectful. That's somebody's mom. She's a MILF. Michael, you wouldn't bang that MILF?
Of course.
Right. That's what Paul, we know the only MILF you have in your eyes is your wife.
That's right.
So that's all we're going to leave it at. Goo's not here. He gone. The Astros getting that fucker. Anyways, man, we appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, man. Check us out, chileandthechamp.com.
Hey.